You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name's Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B. Your job is your enemy because you're living just over broke, and I'm going to show you how to do it in today's show. And in today's show, we're going to show you how you can find motivated sellers. People who are looking to sell their homes, they're saying, please take this home from me. We're going to show you how you can do it and make loads of money doing it. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I don't talk about this much, but I am so pumped about something that's been going on, and it's giving us warning signs of what's really going on in the economy, in the real estate market, and everything in general. The biggest thing that's going on right now, and it is skyrocketing the moon, is silver. Silver and gold both are at the all-time highs. I personally love gold and silver. In fact, I first started investing in gold back in like 2017. But then recently, it was probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I said, you know what? I should probably invest in silver. It's a lot cheaper. In fact, silver right now has gone up fourfold. When I was buying it back when it was $18 an ounce, guess what it is right now? It's almost $80. It hit $80 an ounce like last week. Right now, it's probably about $76, $77 an ounce. And I was buying it back when I was 18. Same thing with real estate. Just like with gold. Gold has skyrocketed. I was buying it back when it was $1,200 an ounce. Now, it is at $4,500 an ounce. It is so amazing that when you look at tangible assets, things that you can put in your hand, things that you can hold, things that you could live in, like tangible things. I'm not a big fan of Bitcoin because they say all these great things about it, like it's locked down, nobody can hack it, and all that sort of stuff, which is great. It's all well and good, but it's not tangible. Now, I do own a little bit of Bitcoin. Maybe it's like $500 worth, not like Bitcoins, but $100 American dollars. And I do own a little bit, but at the same time, I realize that, man, if electricity goes out, then you don't have the ability to spend that Bitcoin, which would be a huge bummer. Everybody said, that'll never happen. Well, it won't happen until it does. And then if it does, then you're stuck. I'd rather have more options to feed my family. And so I love tangible things, real estate. Love real estate because it makes me money. I love gold and silver because it's a store of value. And just like my real estate, I will give the gold and silver to my kids. I mean, we don't have a lot, but whatever little bit we have, we're going to give to the kids. Same to real estate. Same thing. I'm going to be straightforward. You guys know I'm a red-blooded American. I love everything about America, or most things about America. There's some things that I'm finding out about America are getting a little irritating, but I love my firearms. Gold, silver, real estate, firearms, bullets, or ammo. Like, those are tangible things that people are going to want to, like, if there was a huge problem in the world and everything starts going south and the dollar is terrible where you can't use it anymore because it's not worth anything, well, you're going to be able to trade. You're going to be able to barter with things like gold, silver, guns, and ammo. Real estate people are going to live in there and they're going to be paying you. And the reason why I bring up silver and gold, how silver has gone up 400% from back, I don't know, 6 years ago, probably 6 years ago, it was still like $18 an ounce. My kids were buying it when it was like $18 and $20 an ounce. Now it's at $80 an ounce. Gold, that's used to be our dollar's store of value, was in gold, where all the paper notes that were passed around was backed by gold. Well, we got off that standard. Nixon, terrible person, took us off the gold standard And now, because we're off the gold standard, it's just backed by the government, which we know the government is not the best in general. They're not the best at spending they love spending our money. Let me just say that that way. Anyways, we don't really trust the government all that much to do what's in our best interest, this is my opinion. The government do what's best interest for itself, not for us as people. So we need to take advantage of everything that we can that's, legal and, by the laws. And if you have gold and silver, then that's another thing that you would be able to feed your family. Like, you could buy a loaf of bread with a little bit of silver. But the reason why I bring up gold and silver is because it shows what is going on in the economy here in the United States. Now, back in 2008, when there was a financial crash, the government didn't do something that benefited us. It benefited themselves and the banks. They started printing money, and they started giving billions and billions of dollars to banks, their friends, which was called quantitative easing. Quantitative easing, basically, when you hear those terms, they love making up stupid, complicated terms that make it sound better than what it is. They started printing money. They started just printing money out of thin air because they can't get more gold because that's hard to get. They took us off the gold standard so they could just print extra paper. And that is what our $100 now, it used to be worth $200 about, let's say, 20 years ago, because the value of our money has been debased so much that now our currency, our dollar, the American dollar, is called currency. It's not money. It's currency. It's fiat currency. And with a fiat currency, it's only as good as the government that people trust. Well, what happens when people don't trust the currency that a government has? Well, gold and silver, they reflect that. When gold goes up in value for the dollar, right now it's at $4,500 per ounce. When it was $1,800 an ounce, what was that, like 8 years ago, 9 years ago? Well, it just shows that people are not trusting the dollar anymore. And I would be remiss, or it'd be not good of me. You guys have been listening to me I've been doing this podcast for 10 years now. 2.2 million downloads. I would be remiss to not talk to you a little bit about this. And we're going to talk about motivated sellers. Don't get me wrong. That's a big thing I want to talk about in motivated sellers. And that's what we're going to talk about in just a second. But I wanted to also bring you up to speed that the economy's not doing really well. And this leads us into getting motivated sellers. With the economy not doing well at all, inflation, they just started printing again. Right now, as I'm recording this is January 2026, the government started printing, it's the Federal Reserve, it's a bunch of banks, that's our central bank. They started printing more money again, which is going to inflate our dollar, which means it's going to be inflation. What used to cost you $100 at a grocery store is now going to cost $150. Well, what that's showing is that our currency is getting so terrible that governments, other people around the world are not trusting our dollar, which means in the end, lots of economic turbulence. There's a lot more to say, but I want to get into motivated sellers. But what I'm going to tell you right now is it seems as though there's going to be some economic problems. I've been telling you for the last 2 years, you need to be ready for real estate investing, because if you wait until it's a great time, like, hey, prices are low, interest rates are low, and I'm going to buy real estate and make a lot of money from it. If you wait until then, you're going to miss the big wave that's coming. You want to be investing now. Honestly, if you're investing now, when the wave comes, you're going to catch that wave, just like surfing. Surfing, you do not wait until the wave gets to you and then try to stand up. It'll pass you right by. You need momentum. You start paddling before that wave gets to you when you're surfing. And then when that wave gets to you, you get that momentum and it pushes you and you get up and you start surfing. That's what we need to start paddling beforehand. That's why continue to listen to the podcast. Start getting education. Start building your business. Getting out and doing things that are going to help you win this huge wave. I don't know when it's going to happen. In fact, I'm going to be straightforward and say, maybe it doesn't. Maybe everything takes off again and it's all back to, everything's going up and up and up. Well, you're going to be happy you bought real estate now if the market goes back up. You're also going to be happy if you invest in real estate right now if it goes down, because you're going to be buying so many more properties and you're still making cash flow from every single property. Now, this last Sunday, I did a $1 million investor masterclass. It was awesome. 2 hours, just free coaching that I gave to everybody. And I just sent it out to everybody on my newsletter. So if you don't have my newsletter, get my free course and my newsletter, and you'll be able to get all these updates on everything that I do. You text the word rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll give you my course and you get on my newsletter. Now, this coming Saturday, I might do it again. So you keep using this link in the future. If, let's say, you hear this in 2 weeks from now, I might be doing it again. I'm going to be doing an encore, because I had so many people say, hey, Dustin, it's on Sunday. I'm not going to be able to make it or be at the church. Totally get it. Hey, let me do it again. It is going to be this Saturday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be on Zoom, 100% live, and it's going to be different than any Zoom call. We're not going to have a PowerPoint the entire time, and I'm just going to be talking the whole time. No, I'm going to be answering your questions. I'm going to getting you over these hurdles. This is what I do with all my coaching students. I thought, I want to help a million people to invest in real estate. What better way than jump on a live call with everybody? So it's this Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. You need to get on this call with me. And it is, the link will be in the description, masterpassiveincome.com/masterclass. masterpassiveincome.com/masterclass. Link will be in the description. You need to join with me. You need to be a part of this masterclass. I had so many people absolutely love it. I want to say we had like 60 people on the call. It was super fantastic. But I had a lot of people say, Dustin, it's on a Sunday. Can you do it on a Saturday? Can you do it a different day? I said, sure, let's do it. And so this next masterclass is going to be on this Saturday. And again, if you're listening to this in the future, let's say 3-4 months from now, go back and use that same link. I might be doing another masterclass. And so you click on that link and it'll show you the upcoming masterclass where I'm going to be doing 2 hours of just coaching you how to invest in real estate. That's my goal, is to get you successfully investing in real estate. Now, one other quick thing, there will be no replays. Absolutely no replays, because honestly, I totally get if you can't make it, but I'm showing up live. 2 hours of my time on a Saturday where I could be hanging out with the kids or doing whatever, golfing or whatever, but I'm showing up live. I'm stopping everything else that I'm doing. If you want to be a part of it, then there's not going to be any replays. You're going to have to show up. It's going to be so different. I have a whiteboard. You're going to be asking questions. I'm going to be answering your questions. It's going to be amazing. So you have to be there. Absolutely insane how many people blew their minds last Sunday on the masterclass, and I want to do that same thing for you. Now, in today, we're talking all about motivated sellers. And if there is a fantastic correction in the market, sadly, people will lose their homes, or people will have trouble and they'll want to get out of their homes, and they become motivated sellers. And this is how you find properties off market. This is how you find properties that are discounted so heavily so that you are getting a very, very discount and capturing a lot of equity. And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets. All right, guys, let's figure out how to find motivated sellers. Basically, how to find great deals in your real estate investing, because as we know, as investors, we don't want to pay, you know, the price, the market value. We don't want to pay over that, which a lot of people do. We're investors. We make sure that we buy the property for even lower, and finding a motivated seller is the best way to do that. And the reason why, they're motivated. They want to sell the property. You don't want to find somebody that's actually going to be sitting on a property and saying, I can wait until I get a high-priced offer. We don't want to find those people. They're good, but it's so much better when somebody's saying, you know what, just take this property off my hands. And so today we're going to be talking all about how we can find motivated sellers. And this is the first of three different videos of all these different ways. We actually have 30 different ways for you to find motivated sellers. These are tried and true methods that we use. Charles uses, I use, all my students use it. And so, hey guys, Dustin Heiner here with Master Passive Income. And I want to show you how to quit your J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate rental property so you never ever have to work a job again. All right, and with me, I have Charles Rose Jr. on, one of my students who's doing a phenomenal job, just closed on four properties this last month and got them with motivated sellers, got the price down like by 20-30%. Charles, great to have you on the show.
Dustin, it is always amazing to be on the show with you. And I'm so like excited about this topic today because so many people, Dustin, I even hear some of the students, they ask questions, how can we find deals in this seller's market? How can we find deals right now? And so I love buying properties from motivated sellers, Dustin.
You save so much more money. And in fact, when we buy in properties, we want to make money on our passive income. We want to make money in appreciation, all that good stuff. But also when you buy the property, that's when you make your money, because there's a saying, it says, you make your money when you buy the property. You realize your money, basically you put in your pocket when you sell it. And at the same time, the lower we buy the house for, the more money we have in passive income every single month, which is how we feed our families. And if you want to get started, get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course or check the link in the description for that. All right, now let's jump into the best ways that you can find motivated sellers. We're going to give you 10 fantastic strategies, and you want to stick around for the 10th one. It is a, you would never think of this. And so let's jump right into it. So Charles, what's our first way to find motivated sellers?
All right, Dustin. So the first way is tax deed sale properties. These are easy to get. It's so easy to get a list of these from the county and state.
Yeah. So we're jumping into, everybody knows we can use a realtor. Anybody can get a realtor and find somebody to actually get you motivated sellers. But what we're going to do is we're actually going to show you some really ones you might not think of. So the first one being a tax lien or a tax deed on a property. Basically, they need to pay their taxes. And what's amazing is I've done this many times. Go to the courthouse steps of the particular county that you're trying to buy in, and you literally do an auction to buy the property. Pennies on the dollar. It's fantastic. So if you go and research, basically just go to the county and look up their tax liens and tax deeds. Just call them and ask them, how do I get a list of all the properties that are for sale, a tax lien and tax deed? They will give that list and they'll tell you exactly when to show up because they want to sell it. They're civil servants. They're like, we don't care. Just go ahead and buy it. So you want to get that list. It'll give you some great ones where people are owing, let's say, $30,000 in taxes, but the home might be worth $300,000. You might be able to buy it for a lot less, like drastically, like, you know, pennies on the dollar.
So the second one, Dustin, is social media, Facebook investor groups. I love this one, Dustin. I have personally used Facebook groups, and you may be thinking, how do I find these Facebook groups? All you have to do is if you live in Charlotte, search Real Estate Charlotte. If you live in Ohio, Real Estate Ohio on Facebook, and you will see a ton of real estate groups that you could find, and you can jump into those groups, network with other investors, and find deals. You can find motivated sellers from lots of deals in those Facebook investor groups.
And I wholeheartedly agree. That's the easiest thing you can do, but nobody really does it. And nobody really tells you that you should do it. So find some real estate investor groups, but even just get in the city. Like just look up maybe people hanging out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Like they're just hanging out. There are people that like to do things. You never know. If you start, it's all about networking. It's all about knowing people. And as you get to know them, you just tell them, yeah, I'm an investor. I buy real estate. And then you never know when somebody's going to pop up and say, you know what? My grandpa, you know, he passed away. My parents just want to sell the house. Are you interested in buying it? You just want to network with as many people as possible. Facebook groups are so fantastic. Now, the next one, I love this. Now, I live in Phoenix, and we have basically an entire city of retirees. It's called Sun City. And they're basically, you have to be 65 years or older. The sales tax in Sun City is only 6.5% because there's no schools. Basically, it's just old people living there. This is an easy way to say it. But they had to sell their old house to move into this new one. They might be thinking, you know what? We just want to get rid of the house. You know, it's maybe they've already bought this second house and they need to move out and they need to sell it as fast as possible. So finding retirees, basically people that are moving out of a bigger house because their kids are all grown up and they want a smaller house. Those are fantastic ways to find, you know, when you're looking for retirees, just let every single person know that you're an investor. And on top of that, if you are even going to like where the old folks actually go and hang out, if you go meet with them and go meet with people, it's all about networking. And so try to find as many retirees as possible or ones that are getting towards retirement because they're going to be great, great deals. And they're going to have a lot of equity left in the property.
All right, Dustin. And the next one is rental agents and property managers, Dustin. Man, I just love this one too, because, you know, a lot of times these agents, Dustin, and the property managers, they know who wants to get rid of their property. My property manager the other day, he literally called me up and say, hey, I have this client who's trying to get rid of the property. This guy, he died, and his wife and daughter, they're trying to sell the property. And the property was worth about probably like $85,000, and they wanted to get rid of it for like $54,000. So it was like, man, yeah, they were motivated. They wanted to quickly liquidate his estate because they were in a financial bind. And so, you know, and you can help them because, you know, maybe they only bought the property for $10,000, $20,000, and, you know, buying it for $54,000, they're still making a profit and you're making a good deal too.
Absolutely. And what's great is your property managers know other investors, and other investors want to sell properties when they want to move into a different property, a bigger, better property, or do a 1031 exchange. It happens that they know people who are investors.
And the next one is networking. Networking is so important. And I heard someone say something before, and I believe this. Real estate is a relationship business. So it's all about building relationships. You can network in person and online. So don't make an excuse for pandemics. You can do it online. You can connect with other investors online. You can join different groups. And as you join these groups, you're going to find people, they're going to be talking about, hey, you know, I know this, my neighbor's going through something, maybe a divorce, maybe they need some quick cash, maybe whatever it is. And we're going to talk about some, you know, divorces later on. But, you know, network, people are going to be talking about it.
It's absolutely true. And I believe in the statement that says your net worth, basically how much you have, your net worth is your network. How many people actually know that you're an investor? I know when I quit my job and told everybody, yes, I'm absolutely an investor, I had so many people wanting me to either sell their property or buy them. They're trying to sell it to me or rent my properties to them or basically just give me money to buy more properties. Because as you're an investor, people are going to want to be around you. So network as much as you can. And as you're doing that, you're going to find a lot of great properties because people are going to realize, hey, this Dustin guy's, you know, he buys properties. So let me bring my property to him. My aunt needs to sell it really, really fast. And so let's bring it to him. So the next one would be real estate ads. And you know, you might be thinking, oh my goodness, I could actually put ads together. Well, if you think about it, those bandit signs, those, you know, if you drive anywhere in a city and you see on the telephone pole is a bandit sign, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But the bandit signs that are put on the poles that say, we buy houses cash fast. That's advertising. So think of ways that you can do advertising. I know you could even do advertising on late night TV, just saying, hey, we buy properties. It's so easy to, when you think about it, that just creating an ad to let as many people know that you're an investor as possible is really going to help you as you're finding motivated sellers. What do you think, Charles?
Yeah, and I would add to that too, Dustin. I love those ways you mentioned. And I keep touching back on online too, Dustin, because, you know, I feel like, you know, this pandemic kind of changed the whole way we do business for a lot of us. You know, so look at those bandit signs, but also use Google, use search engines, search for certain words like motivated sellers or divorce seller or owner financing, must sell. Search these certain words online to help you find those real estate ads too. So I would just add that to it, Dustin, too, just so our listeners could, you know, you tap into some online strategies.
That's great. Now, you know, you guys want to get to the number 10, but we got a couple more for you before we get to number 10, because number 10 is fantastic. We buy properties all the time from number 10. And the next one is notices about lawsuits, or could be a divorce or anything like that. But basically a lawsuit is happening. And what happens, I'll give you something specific. Let's say it's a divorce. In a divorce, they got to sell the property because they're splitting up their property. Maybe one doesn't want to buy it, or they both don't want to buy it, or one's thinking, you know what, I want to get out of that house because my husband is, like, it reminds me of my husband, I want to get out. They want to sell that property, and so they're looking to just offload it very, very quickly. So look for lawsuits. Maybe there's a bankruptcy or something like that. Look for lawsuits as well. And so if you go to the county court or the courts, you should be able to find in the civil area, you should be able to find a list of any new lawsuit cases coming up, and you'll be able to hopefully reach out to these people.
The next one is judgments and lien properties. And you can find these at the public, county, or city records. You can find different tax liens, HO liens. Dustin, have you run into any investors, or have you personally used any of these?
Yeah, I have. I have. I'll be completely honest. I've used those. I haven't actually bought any other than through a wholesaler. So here's another great way, not necessarily finding motivated sellers, but finding great properties. I used a wholesaler. Who the wholesaler used this in order to get a really good deal on the property. It made me a great deal that I just couldn't help but buy it, because even though it made this wholesaler money, he found it through this process, and I was able to buy it at like at least 20%, if not 30% below market value.
That's awesome, Dustin. And that's why we love wholesalers so much, because they literally do all the work for you. They will go to the courts. They will search these public and county records. They do all the work for you and bring this property to you at a significant discount. So that is awesome. Tapping into wholesalers is awesome. And the next point is local fast food places. Who would ever thought about that? I mean, have you ever gone to a restaurant or fast food place and you see all those cards in the front, or even advertisements up in those restaurants? This is another good way that you can find motivated sellers at these places. This is something that sometimes we don't even think about. This is something that's there all around us. It's another good way to find motivated sellers.
And the last one, I know you've been waiting for this, the last one. Now, imagine if you had a place that you can find that actually does the entire transaction. They already know who the seller is. They already knew who the buyer is. They also know that a deal has fell out of contract, and they are already on top of everything. They already know the realtors, they already know the buyers and sellers, and at the same time, they could literally reach out to you. Wouldn't it be fantastic if you found somebody that actually was in the middle of all that? Well, you absolutely can. And so Charles has actually done this, and it's with title companies.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is something that, and when I did this, Dustin, I wasn't even thinking about that I could find, you know, a motivated seller or whatever I need, like private lenders. So I was just talking to my title agent one of these days, just letting him, just we were just catching up, letting him know where I was, and, you know, letting him know that I'm looking to grow my portfolio. I'm an investor, growing my portfolio, looking for private lenders, looking for motivated sellers. And he was like, man, I know a ton of these people. And he just started like shooting me, you know, names, contacts, and everything. And it's awesome because, you know, those four deals, Dustin, that I purchased last month was through connections through my title company. All four of those deals, I was able to fund the property through the connection from my title agent, even able to find properties through my title agent. So it is just amazing to tap into this unknown resource, Dustin. I love it.
And I love buying from motivated sellers, like I said, because I make more in passive income because I buy the house lower in value. I buy it lower, which means I have less out of mortgage. I have less out of taxes, all that sort of stuff. And I make a lot more in passive income, which is what we live on. And let's jump right into the first way. Charles, what's the first way?
So the first way is investor packages. So this is so awesome, Dustin, because I've actually bought a small package of two. Some people buy even more, but investor packages, because a lot of times the investor, they're trying to get rid of the properties real quick. Maybe they're trying to do a 1031 exchange and buy a bigger property. Whatever their reason is, they want to get rid of all these properties. And so they're motivated to sell the properties at a discount. I love buying investor packages, and it's a great way to build your business. I mean, instead of buying one, you can buy multiple properties at the same time at discounts from these motivated investors.
Love it. Next one would be for sale by owners. Now, everybody hopefully is old enough to remember newspapers. So newspapers, they would actually have classifieds in there, which basically people listing things that they want to sell. And houses are one thing that a lot of people sold. And so that would be for sale by owner. Or if you look up FSBO, for sale by owner, the initials for every single one of those letters. But if you look for sale by owners, even if you're driving through a neighborhood, you see a for sale by owner, you can find a potentially a motivated seller. At the same time, what you're going to be doing is negotiating with them and say, hey, you want to sell, we're not going to use a realtor. You're not going to have to pay 6%. Let's bring that down. So lower my price down maybe by 5%.
And the next one is the bonded signs. You see them all around you. We buy houses in shopping centers, Walmart, Home Depot, in your neighborhoods, everywhere. So usually the people who buy houses, they are connected to motivated sellers. And so you can call them up and say like, hey, I know you buy houses, but I buy houses too. Can you add me to your list? I've done this before. I pick up the phone and call the number in a bonded sign and they're trying to buy a property from me. But I say, hey, I'm a buyer. And they're like, oh, we got a buyer's list. They will add you to their buyer's list. And they have lots of motivated sellers on that buyer's list.
Another fantastic way is literally driving, they call it driving for dollars, but driving the neighborhood or going around and talking to people in the neighborhood, looking for houses that look distressed. They're you know, the weeds are growing, there's the paint's chipping, and there's newspapers stacking up. Motivated sellers are ones that don't even care about their property. They're like, oh, just take it off my hands. It's just a bother to me. You want to find those. And so driving for dollars and network with people that you meet. If you see somebody walking around, get out of the car and say, hey, do you know about any properties around here? I'm looking to buy a property. I found usually they're very helpful and they want to help out.
Absolutely. And you could use apps for this too. I know there's a famous app called Deal Machine. You could use apps to help you with that process. And the next one is expired MLS listings. You can even automate this process from your real estate agents. And you can reach out to those sellers or have your realtor or whoever, reach out to them, find them and try to buy their property. Because if their listing expired, then, you know, maybe they had a hard time selling that property. So a lot of times they're motivated to sell that property.
And another one that's fantastic is basically you're going to be advertising that you're buying houses with door hangers. What I usually do with my kids is I would literally have them go door to door. I'll just park at the end of the street, give them a stack of door hangers and have them run down the street and just put them on each one of the houses. And I give them like, I don't know, 10 cents per house they do. That's kind of a lot. Maybe I think it was like 5 cents, but you'd literally hang them up there and people will see it. It's cheaper than mailing it. You just hang them up there and they're going to see it. And they say, hey, this is an investor. You might throw it away. They might call you, be mad, but you're also going to get calls where people are going to say, let me sell you my house, or my dad or my aunt or somebody else is selling a house. I want you to buy it. So utilize door hangers all over the place, wherever you're investing.
Absolutely. And here's another really good one. Direct mail. So this is where you can literally find different types of sellers, whether it's a someone going through a divorce or a foreclosure or someone who's delinquent on their taxes, bankruptcies, military owners. Find these people who look motivated and you can literally send them mail directly at their house. You can send them a small postcard. You know, it's good to make it a color and a size and shape that stands out. Send them postcards, mail them directly, letting them know that you are a buyer and do whatever you can to get them on the phone. Now, I will say with direct mail, you definitely have to be attentive with your phone. Make sure you answer the calls when they call you back. Be willing to spend that time to talk to the motivated seller so that you can buy their properties at a discount.
Another way that I've used lots and lots and lots of times is Craigslist. So Craigslist.com, you go there and you look for people who are trying to sell their house. You're going to find a lot of for sale by owners there. You're going to find a lot of people that are just investors also. So go through Craigslist and look for properties that are being sold. You could even put an ad saying, we buy houses fast for cash. People look for that as well, and they'll reach out to you and contact you about buying their house.
And another good way that you may not be thinking about is condemned houses. So you can go to counties and they can provide you a free list of these condemned houses. This could be another great potential way to find properties at a discount from motivated sellers. So go ahead and tap into this if you can in your local county to find these types of deals.
And the last one that I think is fantastic. Now imagine a place where people are forced to move and they need to sell their house because they're being forced to move. Now, this is not forced where it's actually bad. Military bases or around, like cities that are around military bases, they actually get, you know, orders to go to another military base and they need to sell their house. You're going to find people that need to sell their house, jump on those motivated sellers. And Charles, what's the first way in this new list of 10 more ways to find motivated sellers?
The first way is wholesalers. Man, this is, we just love wholesalers. I get so excited. I get so excited to think about wholesalers. In fact, of those four deals that my wife and I closed last month, two of them were through wholesalers. And so this is such a great way to find motivated sellers. And what we love about this way is your wholesalers, they will do all the work. So all of these things that we talk about on this list of 30, you bet your wholesalers are doing most of them, if not
they're doing all 30.
Yeah, they're probably doing all 30. They're probably doing more. It's probably a list of 100 ways, Dustin, that we don't know about. So we love wholesalers. They bring you great properties at great discounts. And all the properties that my wife and I bought last month were anywhere from like a 30 to 50% discount, all from wholesalers. That's why we love them.
Absolutely. I personally bought lots and lots of properties from wholesalers. They're my favorite. Above realtors, by far, wholesalers are fantastic. So if you're a wholesaler, love you, you're fantastic. Leave a comment in below to say, hey, I'm a wholesaler, where you're at, and hopefully people will reach out to you and help you in your wholesaling business. Okay, the next one is the reduced price in an MLS listing. Now, what you're going to happen is somebody might list a property at a certain price, and then after time, it's not selling. So you're going to see a decrease in the value that they're trying to get for or the asking price. And so if it's dropped like 20%, 10%, whatever it might be, they're willing to negotiate. It's basically just telling you, take more money off the top. So we love negotiating, basically going after these motivated sellers because they're saying, I need to get rid of this property. Let's lower the price. So they're really to lower it more to save us more money.
Yes, Dustin. In fact, I remember a third property that I was getting, which was a duplex. And I remember like going through this property with you as we were on one of our coaching calls. And one of the things you mentioned to me was like, you know, the property started at 110, then they dropped it down to 100, then they dropped it down to 90. And so I think I had, you know, maybe like 85. I probably started with 85. And you were like, you know, Charles, I think you should start lower because this seller dropped it like three different times. So they're motivated. And I remember starting at like, you know, so I put an offer at 70, was able to close the property at 76,000. So I totally remember that, Dustin. I just wanted to share that.
That was your first deal. And you basically saved, what, almost $40,000 from their original asking price. So that is just money put in your pocket. Okay, the next one is bird dogs, or that's basically a bird dog. What they do when you go hunting for birds, the dog itself would find a bird for you. You basically want to find people that are finding properties for you, and you can give them a little commission, or you can just literally tell your aunts and uncles and everybody that you're an investor, that you're looking to buy properties. And if they hear that somebody's going to buy a property, just encourage them. Hey, I'll give you $100 if you can find somebody. You don't have to pay them, but it's a little incentive. You know, I'll take you out to dinner, or, you know, whoever you're actually talking to, say, I'll help you out. I'll give you some money if you find a good property that I can buy. So there's people that are out there that, you know, you can just ask them. If you see a property that somebody wants to sell, bring it to me. I'd love to buy it off of them, and I'll give you some money for helping out.
And another great way is advertising. You can advertise yourself, whether it's daily, monthly, by the minute. You can put out advertisements on websites. You can put up We Buy Houses signs. You can put it in newspapers, flyers, online. You can
Facebook ads. You could even do
Facebook ads. Absolutely. You could use all of these type of advertisements, letting people know that you buy properties quick, you buy properties fast, you buy properties with cash, and you're going to attract motivated sellers.
And a great way to find motivated sellers, another one, is when you're driving around the neighborhood, you see a house that's literally dilapidated, or weeds are growing, or paint's chipping, newspapers are piled up. That's basically a property that the owner is not taking care of. They're not really caring about it. If they did, they would fix it up and get it rented out or sell it. And so they might just be sitting on thinking, oh, this is a headache. I just wish somebody would buy from me. I've bought plenty of properties like that. So what you want to do as you're driving around, or even if you're just networking with other people, and say, if you see any property like that, just let me know the address and I'll reach out to them. So you want to find distressed properties, one that look like they've no maintenance has been done on the house for like a year. That's most likely a seller that's really ready to get rid of it.
And another great way is withdrawn MLS listings. And this is where a seller may have had their property on the MLS for months and months and not getting enough hits on it. And so they decide to pull it off. So you could get this automated from your realtor and you could reach out to these sellers. And a lot of times they may be motivated because, you know, their property was sitting on the MLS and didn't get any hits, and they'll be motivated to sell you that property at a discount.
And another one is fantastic. It's really, really simple. You can even get it done for, I don't know, maybe $50. And it's basically putting a sign or even get an entire car wrap where they wrap your car with "I buy houses fast" for cash. You could even buy just a little magnet that's about this big with the printed on there, "I buy houses fast for cash." Put your phone number on there and they'll call you. It's advertising everywhere you go. Just like if you put a bandit sign literally on the telephone poles, you nail that up and people see it, you're literally driving all over and you're advertising, letting people know. That's the biggest thing in all this finding distressed properties and finding people who are motivated sellers is when you actually let more people know that you're an investor, that you're ready to buy properties. So just get a sign, slap it on your car, drive around town.
And another fantastic way is investor groups and meetups. And so I remember too, Dustin, as we were going through coaching, one of the things you recommended was networking through local RIA groups. And this is such a great way because one of the things that they do at the RIA groups I go to is buy and sell and trade. And this is very common throughout RIAs throughout the nation. They buy, sell, and trade. And you could find people who's motivated to sell properties, or they may know someone that knows someone that's motivated. So it's a great way to find motivated sellers at these investor groups and local meetups. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the one that you've been waiting for. Dustin briefly mentioned at the beginning. This one is eviction filings, probates, divorce cases, tax liens, code laws. This is such a great way to find motivated sellers. You have people who really want to get rid of their properties. Couples who are getting divorced, they want to sell properties right away. As a matter of fact, I have a friend where him and his wife was, you know, getting a divorce, and so sad, but man, his wife wanted to sell the property right away. And, you know, they got the property for way under market value. And so a lot of times people are motivated to sell their properties in these types of situations, and you can find it at the courts. You could find it in so many different ways, even through your wholesalers. But check these out because this is such a great way to find properties at a discount through motivated sellers. These sellers are usually very motivated.
Especially like you're saying, somebody having an issue like a divorce, probate where a grandpa dies and they have to go through a will and that whole process. And who knows, they might just want to sell the property. Figuring out who was actually passed away or divorced or having problems, you can potentially, and you got to get this through your head. It's not that you're trying to take away a property from them. You're trying to help them out of their problem. They don't have to sell to you. It's just you benefiting them by saying, hey, I can buy this property. I could take this headache off your hands. Here's the price. So that's awesome. Now, here's the one that you've been definitely waiting for. Number 10. Number 10 is fantastic. Imagine a place where you can go where people only buy and sell properties, and they're looking to sell properties. They're looking to buy properties. They're looking to invest their money. Imagine going to a place where there's everybody wants to do that. Go to real estate conferences, literally conferences like Master Passive Income. I eventually want to have a live conference where we can bring all the investors together and we all get together and we just hash out everything and we try to work together and try to help each other out. There are lots and lots of conferences where other investors meet. And as you're going through these conferences, you're going to be meeting a lot of investors and a lot of people who know other people that you can hopefully find some really great motivated sellers. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.